always tell myself it's wrong to want you. That is, until I walk through the door. You're sitting there with your classic glass of whiskey, and the sleeves to your button-up are rolled up to your elbows. You've always been in great shape for an older man. I get so flustered around you and act my age for once, like a stereotypical 18-year-old girl. Tell me my best friend, your daughter, isn't home from practice yet. I sit on the opposite couch from you and try not to stare. You go to get me a glass of water and I try to compose myself. When you come back, you hand me the glass and I feel your fingers under mine as I take it. I drink and look up to see you staring down at me. Suddenly you grab my glass and set it on the floor. You sit next to me and your arms go around my waist as you pull me into a kiss. Your mouth is so much better than I ever could have hoped. So hard and soft all at once. You pull me onto you so I'm almost sitting on your lap. Your hands round my supple ass and I moan onto your lips. But this is wrong, so wrong. And I try to push you off, but your hands are vices. You've wanted this forever, you tell me. You're growling into my ear and I have goosebumps, which are only worsened by your mouth at my neck. Instinctively, involuntarily, my head dips backward and I reveal myself to you. To take, to use, to enjoy. You bite my neck and I gasp out loud. Your fingers are dancing at the division between panties and cheek. And I feel your hard dick straining between us. I've never been so turned on. My nipples are pressing against my tank top and I feel the moisture between my legs. But I can't, you're my friend's dad. I pull away and fall back on the couch. Immediately you're over me. My wrists are pinned above my head and I'm totally at your mercy. I'm yours, you tell me. You order me to repeat it. I am yours, I say breathlessly. You kiss me once more, with tongue tracing yearning lips. You have such an effect on me. It's like no drug on earth. Your free hand pulls my tank top up and my bare breasts rise into view. I hear you groan in appreciation. You pull the tank top up to cover my eyes and I am thrilled at the suspense. You keep me waiting before you act. And when I feel your tongue on my nipple, shockwaves sprint down my neurons. I moan loudly and dig my toes into the couch cushions. You suck at the soft and sensitive flesh and I writhe in pleasure. Oh, that feels so good. Please don't stop. Are you enjoying my pleading? You bite my nipple and I let out a little yelp. My breathing is erratic and hunger for you. I start to become aware of your hand moving slowly down my leg from my knee to the bottom of my skirt. I'm so nervous. I've never done this before. I want you to be my first. Oh, please be my first. You stop in my upper thigh and I feel your hot breath at my ear. I will finger you until you can't take it anymore. I'll make you beg, you hiss. My heart is racing. Yes, I respond. Yes. Your hand resumes its path to my mound. You start to rub my clitoris over the fabric and I arch my back. Oh God, that feels incredible. I want more. More of your deft finger, your mouth, your body. You bite my ear as you rub aching circles on me, leaving only more hunger in your path. Don't stop. Oh, please don't stop. Then sharply, your finger hooks under the fabric and my underwear is pulled away. You bring it to my knees and your hand wastes no time returning to my sex. You lick my ear as your finger moves up and down the slit. You're drenched in me. Your finger is teasing my very soul as you slide up to my clit. Press tantalizingly and then dip back down past my wanting opening. And further, further, stroking the length of my labia. Is it not deadly to have so much pleasure? I can't feel my hands over my head, but I can't feel much else. I am a hot epicenter of euphoria, emanating from where your finger meets my skin. Oh, keep going, please. Please keep going. I move my hips up to meet you and you chuckle lustfully. You push me back down and your finger stops at the opening, tracing tiny circles. Slowly, you push in. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Your finger, wetted by me, moves in slowly. You ask me if I'm a virgin, and I say I am. I hear your sharp intake of breath. I'm taking you, you tell me. I want nothing else. Your finger is moving in and out of me, and I moan louder, louder still. I have so much need and desire. Please, please fuck me, I beg. You yank my legs apart and keep me pinned. Hear you unzipping and feel the warmth of your penis between my legs. You trace me with the head of you, as your finger did. Feel large and hard. I sense your tortured impatience. You place the tip of my opening and start to push in. The pain of it is exquisite. I feel myself accommodating you gradually. Oh, yes. Be inside me. I want to feel you in me so badly. You slide in and out, picking up moisture and momentum. You anchor yourself with the hand on my wrists as the other hand slides under my ass and pulls me to you. You pull me as you pump into me and you force yourself inside. Oh yes, keep going. Please. I wince and yelp as you stretch me with each pump. You take the hand holding my arms and put it against my mouth, over my shirt. Shh, you whisper. You fuck me harder. I take my hands and run them through your hair. Oh, I've wanted to touch you for so long. You're driving into me now, railing me into the couch. I push my arms under your shirt and feel your strong back. You keep fucking me. I close my legs around you, scratching from your shoulder blades down to your lower back. Oh, yes, keep fucking me, please. Your fingers are claws on my ass cheek, and I feel pressure building inside me. I tighten all my limbs around you and moan heavy into your hand. I feel your tremor, and I come all around you, moaning with abandon. You grunt and spend yourself inside of me. I'm aware of only pleasure and your body on mine. At last, we detangle. I pull my shirt down in awe at colors like I'm seeing them for the first time. You tell me you'll enjoy me again soon. Squeeze my legs at the soreness between them and excite myself again.